Hi, this is Zach. Welcome to the Coleraine Connection.
The official
behind the scenes
inside scoop
down Gilead Lane
Funcast.
And now, your hosts, Lori Twitchell and Steve O'Dell.
I wish I could think of some of the ones that David has on his t-shirt. I mean, I can't think of any of them, but they're all really funny.
Yeah, like John has Chuck Norris beat the sun in a staring contest. You know, and monsters check for Chuck in their closet before they go to bed at night.
That's great.
You know, so I mean, I get a big kick out of that. But then you see the guy, and he's as short as I am.
Right.
You know, and he's obviously older.
Right.
You know, and you go, oh, really? Your tears cure cancer. Okay,
funny.
Then.
So this is not the Chuck Norris podcast. This is the Coleraine Connection.
Okay, was that the official intro then? There we go.
I guess so. Is there such a thing as an official intro? I guess that would be what Zach does. And then we come in and make it all unofficial. We just make it informal, I guess.
Yes, it's just that sometimes when Steve and I are recording this podcast, here's a little behind-the-scenes scoop. Sometimes when we're recording this podcast, we sit here and say, okay, what should we talk about? And we get it all set up, what we should discuss.
Right.
And,
then sometimes we just are talking and just decide to start now.
Like now.
Exactly. This is the Coleraine Connection, the behind-the-scenes podcast of the hit family radio drama. Wow. I'm on cold medication, okay?
I'm not.
Sorry.
But, you know, Steve and I have both been discussing what kind of day we've been having.
It's been a weird day.
It has been a very odd day. You know, we intended to do the... we talked on Monday about the possibility of doing the podcast. And then something came up on Monday. We couldn't do it. And then we planned to do it yesterday. And my son got sick.
Yep.
And he had to go to the doctor. So, by the way, those of you who've been asking about John William, he may make an appearance in the podcast. We have no idea.
Because he's home from school.
Yeah, he's home from school sick. And then this morning I had a phone call that went a little longer than I had expected. And and even after we prepped...
And then we were battling technical issues.
Exactly, on both ends.
How many podcasts is this now that we've done? 44. Yeah.
I was going to say 4,492 or something.
Anyway, hey, Lori Twitchell, writer of Down Gilead Lane.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Steve O'Dell, director of Down Gilead Lane?
Other than the cold, I'm fine. The cold, it's just like it's become a way of life now. But at least I don't sound like Mr. Satter today.
No, you don't.
Which brings us to episode 1212, Good Night and God Bless, of Down Gilead Lane, which we are here to discuss today.
Yes, I think we're going to have an intelligent discussion about it, too, I hope.
Oh, I hope. Hey, what are they saying on the boards?
They're saying a lot of stuff. An awful lot of stuff. Guys, there's going to be a lot of laughing and giggling in this podcast. You're just going to have to deal with it.
That's right.
There was a... Renslow was there with his trademark... listening and typing at the same time.
Oh, right, yes.
You know? And so there's a lot in there about... I started typing 5 minutes in, and then... Oh, she finally met her. Oh, sisters. Oh, he's on it. Oh, not Satter. No, yes, man. Ooh, cool. So if you want to actually make sense of what Renslow is saying, you might want to just go read that. Or... Yep. Read it while you're listening. Kind of stretch it out over that 24 minutes.
And also, check out his Avatar. Those of you who know Avatar will understand what I'm saying. Anyway,
I didn't even realize that. So there you go.
I just now realized that. So that's kind of cool. Who else?
Tony said, I actually think I was with Renslow when listening, but I didn't have the patience to actually type and listen at the same time.
Yeah, I would have a hard time with that myself.
Yeah. And Tony says, I kept saying in my head, but what about Tiffany? What's going to happen to Tiffany? Is Tiffany going to be a spinoff series of What Tiffany Did Next? Oh.
Huh.
That's kind of interesting.
It's a thought.
Tony said that...
Hey, Tony, maybe Tiffany and Randy went to England.
Oh.
Anyway, go ahead.
There you go. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Tony said that he rejoiced in the scene between Monica and Grace because reconciliation is the ministry that God has given all of us who say we're so believers. True. And what about John Morrison, man of God, man of action? I thought you guys were going to be super sneaky and allow him to be caught in the crossfire. So it's really neat. He said it's a good thing to have closure on Gilead Lane, but it's also great to consider what God has in store for us next.
I agree.
He says that blessings on both of us and the DGL team, and he's got some speculation on what this coming weekend's episode is going to be about.
Uh-huh.
So you might want to check that out.
Yeah.
Laurie loved it.
Cool.
Fantastic. There was like laughter and tears. The investigation scenes with John Morrison and Bill Minster were very suspenseful and very typical of John Fornoff.
Yes.
I guess that's a good thing since she liked that.
Yeah.
So that was cool. And she didn't like that they killed off Mr. Satter and Brodsky.
Huh.
Okay. So that's in there. And I'm glad that Monica's not going to jail, but I wish we could have heard from Tiffany. Again, Tiffany.
Huh.
And that open storyline, that really seems to be a kind of a... What is that? Bee in their bonnet? A lot of people really want to know what's happening with Tiffany. And I guess we'll have to tune in next week to see if you can find out what's happening with Tiffany.
Sometimes we get the answers we want. Sometimes we're left with mystery and questions in life.
Exactly.
So we'll see what we get.
Steve, that's so Steve.
Who's next?
And you know what? We should say, too, that throughout this podcast, we're going to put in some teasers.
Yes, thank you for reminding me. Yes, yes, of course. Everybody's talking about the big final episode, the finale, the 12-13 coming up this coming weekend. And we just thought, I think I'll be generous and just give a few little teases.
You know, I've rubbed off on Steve over the years if he's actually choosing to tease people on what's going to be coming up.
So let's play a little bit from 12-13 right now. Why don't we?
Okay.
Hey there.
Oh, well.
I can't believe you picked that one. It gave
that really just, revealed quite a bit.
I was going to say it gave so much away, and that's not typically a Steve thing to do.
Well, you know.
You know, they might not even need to listen to the episode now. What are you thinking?
That's right. Hey, do we have any more blog comments?
We do. We have a lot of blog comments, actually. We got 19 comments on this one. So that's pretty good. Katie Lynn, it is a day of sorrow for me. I'm going to miss DGL, and I've enjoyed listening to it this morning. My mom woke me up, and I listened for the first 5 minutes of it, and I fell asleep, though.
Uh-huh.
So she was very upset that she missed it. But then she went back to his kids.
Yep.
Was able to listen from his kids, so thank the people at his kids that it was
very
there.
Very nice. I will thank them myself.
Yeah, there you go. And Katie is looking forward to the one more episode next week. She gave this one 5 out of 5 stars, but that's not to say that she didn't like it as much as she liked last week's, because she just didn't want to do the really long numbers because it hurts my brain. Lori's my brain, you know, because I said there's a bajillion... things there. So 5 out of 5 stars. And again, she mentioned that she can't wait to see what we're doing next. Steve and I are always doing something next.
Yes.
So we'll see what comes up.
And hey, here's something we could do next. I've got another audio review. In the last few podcasts, some of you super fans have stepped up and submitted some of these. So DGLAIO fan. It's hard to say. DGLAIO fan.
It looks good in print. It's just not as easy to say.
He gives us this review. Here you go, Brendan.
Hello, Steve and Lori. This is DGLAIO fan, and I decided to come back and review. Good night, and God bless. At the beginning of the episode, it was nice to have a reference back to the old days with the reference of the little paper that Tim made on the first day of school. And it's nice to know that the truth is finally starting to come out about Saturn 9 and Peace of Heaven. It is also nice and interesting to have Justin as a resource. He's a really great resource to marry with his technical skills, which is great to have. I know we've all got someone in our life who's like that, and it's nice to have someone like that. And it was nice to have Grace back. I'm glad that for this episode that Monica finally went down to talk to Grace. It was a good thing, and they are finally sisters in Christ. And I love the intenseness of all the shows this season, and from past seasons. What little intenseness we've had, and it's great to have the intense times, because sometimes I like the action-packed adventures. And wow, what a location for Saturnine. I never would have expected where they were going to happen. We got no bulldozer, but a big shocker for an ending. I never expected all the deaths. But the interesting thing about all this is that you've answered some questions, but you've left some more. What was the cause of the heart attack? Was it something to do with ginger ale? That's the big question that I've got in my mind. Maybe you guys can answer that one. But anyway, long story short, it was a great episode, and I give this episode a bajillion stars out of 5. God bless.
So there you go. Speaking of bajillions of stars.
Very, very nice. It's good to hear from you, Brendan. And we love hearing your voices. Everybody who's out there, it's very cool to have that in the podcast. You don't have to just listen to Steve and Lori.
Right, which is always good.
And we're glad you liked it. That's
any more that were written in that we could
sure
read.
Of course we have some more. Dave said his favorite parts of the show were the talks between John and Mary, the family conversation. There were a lot of throwbacks to the first episode.
Yep.
Especially memorable was Mary's short prayer at the end, which was very touching and expressed how many fans probably feel about the end of DGL. It's been a wonderful time, and we're so grateful for all the years of getting to know the Morrisons. Aww. So, and I know that Mr. Fornoff is going to be very happy that Dave picked up on that, because that's exactly what John Fornoff had planned for that.
That's what he was going for. So. And Dave, I'm guessing, probably listened to the full uncut retail version of it, because there was a lot more of that. In that
always
version,
is.
In that version, yeah. So
always
I think
is.
There's something like close to, I think, 8 minutes, 7 or 8 minutes, that were had to be deleted for.
And
broadcast.
There will be that much coming out of this weekend's episode too.
Yup.
Oh, was that a tease I wasn't allowed to give? But I remember you saying.
Oh, Lori, since we're in the teasing mode, let's go ahead and throw another one out there.
All right.
This is from 12/13. Here you go.
Don't they look pretty?
Oh. That's
aww,
big.
How about that?
Pretty cool.
Yeah. All right.
We do have some more.
Oh, well, let's hear them.
Because Tessa specifically said, I hope that you would put this on the podcast, please. Tessa was wondering, what kind of cell phone did Justin make for Mr. Mincer?
Ah, okay. Well, that's a good question. And it was obviously not clear enough in the story itself. Justin didn't make a cell phone for Mr. Mincer. He just kind of rigged it. He doctored it up to make it look like it was off, you know, to make it look like it was powered down. You know how when you have a cell phone, you know, in operation, when you have a cell phone running, the little screen is lit up and it's talking, you know, it says, you know, you are on a call right now. This is how many minutes you've been on, or, you know, whatever. Well, he just basically made it so the display is blank so that when Mr. Mincer handed it over to the thugs, the bad guys, it looked like he had turned it off.
There
you go. But instead he had actually made a call to John. So
very
that's
nice.
What that was.
Okay. Well, that's a good answer to that question. See, we answer your questions here.
We try. Yes.
We do our very best. So Tessa, again, said, please put this on the podcast. So there we did.
Yes.
Then nobody can say that we don't do what we say we're going to do. We have Lisa wrote again. She really liked how we tied back to the very first episode with Brooke remembering her first rough day of high school, Mary bringing out the card that Timmy made. She really liked the scene with Monica and Grace. That was good closure. I like that scene, too.
Yes. And there's, again, more of that in the retail version. Just...
very,
so you know.
Very cool. Yeah. And there's some unresolved loose ends. What she wants to know, what happens to Randy and Tiffany? What happens with Mrs. Brodsky? How involved was she? Blah, 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 blah. So we're going to, she says she has a lot of faith in Laurie's writing, that this looks like a challenge for even the very best writer to tie up in half an hour.
True. Yes.
It was tough.
Absolutely. In fact, got another audio review, this one from Austin, and he kind of talks a little bit about that same idea. Let's hear what Austin has to say.
Okay.
Hi, Stephen Lori. This is my review of 12/12. First off, I'd like to say that I was so happy that you're giving us 13 episodes instead of 12. This episode is really jam-packed. I'm surprised this wasn't a two-parter. I like to hear why Mr. Mincer let the Richters get away. and hearing that Reverend Brodsky was a bad guy really made the show better. The Ashley Adventure General is more prominent than any other in the season, which I like. Also, when I heard Monica talking to Grace, I almost cried. She really has changed. Lastly, I'm so happy we heard from all the Morrisons. This episode could very well have been the last show of DGL. The ending was superb, and so is the episode title. 4.5 stars is my rating. Can't and can wait for the last episode next week. Love the show.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, so Austin kind of caught on to that fact that we had a lot crammed into this episode. And, you know, probably if we had planned, you know, at the beginning of the season, if we had said, you know, we want it to be 14 episodes, yeah. We probably would have made Goodnight and God Bless a two-parter.
Yeah, we had talked about that. We had talked about making it a longer season because we knew we had a lot of storylines that we wanted to wrap up. But, you know, this coming weekend's episode is going to be such a spectacular surprise for everybody.
Yep.
I think everybody will be satisfied.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, well,
I'm going
you know
out
what?
On a limb and I'm saying that.
And speaking of, you know, finality and closure and satisfaction, let's play another clip from the show.
Excellent.
Amen.
So, there you go.
That sounds pretty final.
Yeah. I mean, come on. That's what you say at the end of every prayer, right?
Exactly. Who knows what it's at the end of there.
Right.
So,
all right. Are we going to try to take on Daniel's review? Or
I think for Daniel's review, you're going to need to go to the blog.
Yes.
Daniel is so great at his reviews. I love them. He is a very comprehensive writer. He does a great job getting all of the details and the facts in there.
Yep.
And if you want to find out what Daniel has to say, you're going to have to go visit the blog. And what is that address on the blog, Mr. O'Dell?
Good question. It is funcast.gileadlane.org. There you go.
So you're going to have to check that out. We have some other comments there from some people, Sam and Katarina and Jane.
Yep.
And there's lots of stuff there. We just don't have time to pack it all in.
That's right.
Speaking of jamming everything into an episode, we don't have time to jam everything into the podcast because we have a lot more that is happening,
yes.
Including the mailbag segment, I think.
Yeah.
Here we go with the mail haiku.
Hi, this is Eden, and I am so amazed with how this season is going. And what great episodes you guys are putting together that I decided you guys are probably too busy to write a haiku. So I thought I would help. So here goes. Every episode is the best that it can be. One episode left.
Okay. Hey, thank you
awesome.
For that super haiku submission. That was great. Loved
that
it.
That is fantastic.
One episode left. All about the fact there is one episode left. See, it's not only poetic, but it's also topical.
Yes.
See, is reviewing your haikus. How fun is that?
You've done a great job, Aiden. Thank you for turning that into us. And Steve, why don't you review the mailbag?
Okay. Well, first of all, I will just say that everybody who wrote in did so with this address, ccfuncast@gileadlane.org.
That's a
and
nice
Aiden,
slide
who
into
just,
that.
What'd you say?
I said that's a really nice slide into that. You did well.
Oh, thank you. Yes, I try. And Aiden, who just sent us that haiku, did so by calling our toll-free comment line. In the U.S., it's toll-free anyway, 877-937-5397. So
all
I
right.
just wanted to get all our contact info
so
out there.
Thank you, Aiden. And for the people who contacted us through those venues,
yes.
What do we have?
So
what
Chrissy, kind of stuff do we have? And this is interesting. Chrissy, I didn't see. Now I'm beginning to put things together. Chrissy was known as Redeemed by God's Love back when we had message boards. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey. From New Jersey. So howdy. Actually, they don't say howdy in New Jersey. They say yo, or something like that. Anyway, has a question about Monica Richter, the actor who plays Monica, Joyce Bean. Says that she just realized that her voice sounds extremely similar to a person who has narrated Karen Kingsbury books and she's wondering if Joyce could possibly be the same person who did the voice narration on those audiobooks. And okay. It's very possible, because I know Joyce does a lot of audiobook recording, and I'm pretty sure she has done some work with Zondervan, who published those books. So it's possible, but I don't have a definitive answer for you. Chrissy,
you should just check the DVD if you have the CD of that, and they should at some point in there say narrated or read by.
Yeah.
And listen to see if it's Joyce Bean's name or a name that's similar to Joyce Bean's name.
Right.
No idea. Good question. Yeah. I love the ears on our listeners.
Yes. Yes. All right. Next question. We get this one a lot. Ayana asks, how old are the Morrison and Richter kids in the 12th season?
They are retirement age. I know. I make that joke every time, and I still don't think it gets old, because I still surprise Steve with it.
Yeah.
He still laughs out loud because he can't help when I say it. So, how old are they?
Okay.
Hope is like Hope 8 is or like, 9.
No, 8? she's 6 or 7. Still.
6 or 7. Okay.
Yeah. And Tim, I believe at this point, is in, oh boy, 6th grade.
Okay.
And hey, listen, all you diehards out there, just, please show me a little grace.
Steve and I have had a long day already.
Yeah.
Be
and
nice
it's hard
to
keep
us.
Track. And I know that there are many out there who are really following along
and
closely.
Yeah, and I'm sure that they're sitting there saying, this is how old this person is, and this is how old that person is. That's fantastic. We're old.
Yes, right.
Steve's old.
I believe that, I'm pretty sure, let me think here, Haley is in 9th grade.
Uh-huh.
Which would put, like, Michael and Maya and Anna, that whole gang, in 10th grade. And then Justin and Brooke are now in their second year of college. Of course, Justin started college 2 years early.
Yes.
And Caleb is just a year ahead of Brooke, so he would be in his 3rd year of college.
Technically, he's not a Morrison, but we'll claim it.
Right. Well, she asked Morrison and Richter kids.
Oh, okay.
So that leaves Tiffany, who would be in her 1st year of college if she had gone to college. She's 18.
Yes.
And so anyway, that's the best I can do for you on that question. Thank you for submitting it. And let's move on. Sierra says, is Dalgely Lane over? Was this the last season? If so, what happened to Tiffany and Randy? There's that question again. I know. Surely it won't end with something unanswered.
Surely not.
You can't answer everything. Like, for instance, I'm sorry, but we're not going to tell you what happened to Freddie Falstaff.
No.
That is going to remain forever a mystery in the Dalgely Lane universe.
We're not going to tell you if the Richters ever get a dog.
We're not? I thought that was...
Or a cat.
Wasn't that what episode 13 is all about?
It's all about the Richters getting a dog. There you go. I mean, see, but just, you told me not to tell anybody.
Well, just listen to this clip and maybe it'll make things clear.
What am I going to do?
So, see, doesn't that just explain everything?
Yeah, if you keep doing this, nobody's going to need to listen to the last episode, Steve.
You're
going to cause us problems. So, have we heard from any other fans of Dan?
Yes, I do. I have one. This one doesn't give their name, but they say, at the first of summer, you had 2 new specials. I missed them because I didn't realize you had new episodes going on. Thought it was just reruns.
Oh.
Ah, will they be played during this time when you will be playing reruns after season 12 ends? That's a good question. And we will probably re-air them at some point. Being the fact that they were technically considered a Mother's Day and a Father's Day special, I don't think we would re-air them until those holidays come around again.
You'd have to listen for them around that time of the year.
Yeah. You could buy them. You could get the MP3s at our store.
Exactly, and then you'd be able to hear them unedited. Well,
yes.
The director's cut kind of thing.
Right. Just a couple bucks there for those if you wanted to do that. And then you know what? That brings me to this topic, which really is a tangent off of what this emailer sent. But what are we going to do as far as reruns go? Well,
ooh.
Yeah. just real quick, I'm just going to recap. For the rest of this year, the rest of 2009, we're going to have holiday specials because, you know, once season 12 ends, we'll be going into the holiday season. So a couple Thanksgiving specials and a few Christmas specials will take us to the end of the year. And then the DGL Rewind. The DGL Rewind. We're going to start 2010 with the start of Down Gilead Lane. Episode 1-1, Meet the Morrisons. The weekend of 1-2. Oh, I wish that New Year's Day was on the weekend because we could say 1-1 on 1-1. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, yeah. See, that would be really cool. Yeah. But the neat thing that's going to happen here is that even though all of you probably have them memorized, once you've heard the end of the series,
yes,
you're going to be able to go back and listen, and everything might have just kind of a different flavor.
Listen with new ears or something like that.
Right. I used flavor, but I shouldn't have because we're talking about our different scents. But all follow what I'm saying. You kind of listen to it differently. Now you know.
And also, I'm sure that everybody I'm talking to knows somebody who either hasn't listened to Gilead or has only listened to Gilead recently, you know? And so you could, like, get friends on the bandwagon and say, here's a chance to get in on the ground floor and, you know, I'm saying, like, start it from
the beginning.
Like a new beginning. Yeah, so we're excited about the DGL Rewind. It's going to go all through 2010 at least and maybe even beyond. So for that.
So fantastic. Well, listen, you got news, you got information there. Were there any other questions that we needed to answer?
That was pretty much everything in the mailbag. So let's close up the mailbag and hopefully it'll fill up again by next week.
Tease something else.
Do you want to throw out another 13 tease?
Sure.
All right.
That's a great story, Tim.
It is.
There you go.
All right. Okay,
so hopefully we have adequately whet your appetite. We realize that, you know, that those were completely unsatisfying teases, but we just wanted to have some fun with you.
Podcast. And you all know that you had fun with it. You loved it.
Yeah,
and I'm sure the speculation will be running rampant today.
I'm sure.
Because that's what you guys do best. You're all very, very, very good at speculating and what's going to happen next and who could have said that. Things like that. So enjoy your speculation.
All right, we got a brainstorming moment here for you. We've been brainstorming this episode for a long time, you know. So as I was listening to the conference calls, related to 1210 and 1211, I mean, even that far back, we were talking about 1212. So we had all kinds of stuff to choose from, like this.
I could say, you go here, and I'm sending so-and-so there, and I'm sending so-and-so there, and I'm going to an undisclosed location or something, you know. But then that leaves the whole Mr. Satter thing kind of open-ended.
Well, that's what I was going to say. If you want Mr. Satter to be demised, we can't set up that sort of situation and resolve that, I don't think, in two episodes.
Right.
You could have a Hitler situation.
Yeah.
Where he sent up all his officers. I mean, it doesn't have to be Argentina, but, I mean, he gets it. I mean, Hitler got it, but he sent up all his cronies off to wherever.
Right.
I don't know if that works or not, but just an idea.
Do we want Mr. Satter to come to an eternal resolution? Which would not be that he gets saved, but...
No.
Meaning his life.
Right.
Or do we want a legal resolution?
Well, that's the thing. I think either could work as a resolution. You know, I think that's what I meant when I said demise. Either a bodily demise or kind of more of a, you know, symbolic, all of his empire, you know, falls apart. One idea I had, speaking of Hitler and, like, the idea of the bunker, at some point I thought it would be interesting if Mr. Satter, almost under the noses of everybody, ends up in some kind of underground compound under the campus of Peace of Heaven. So he's hiding, not in plain sight, but you know what I'm saying? He's hiding, like, right under their noses. That would help keep everything from this point on in Coleraine.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
So, there you go once again. A little taste of brainstorming with the
team. Kind of frightening how our brains work sometimes.
Yep. And then, now we don't have bloopers per se on this episode to give you in the podcast, but I do have some outtakes, some interesting studio moments.
Good.
Up on the blog. Well, they're going to be on the blog soon. They may be there by the time this podcast posts. So you can go there, look at the videos that I've got up there. There are a couple new ones.
Okay.
That we put up that kind of give you, you know, a little behind the scenes flavor on the recording session for this episode.
Very cool.
And let's see. There was one more item of business. This is a little programming note. All right, everybody. Next week is Thanksgiving week.
Yes.
And Steve is going out of town for Thanksgiving, and Lori is having out of town company for Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And it's not me.
No.
Now, if it was, then that would be a golden opportunity.
Exactly. We could podcast, and we could have a lot of fun, and we could do Man on the Street things, and oh.
Yeah. But what it means is she and I are going to do kind of just an abbreviated little podcast over the weekend before I leave. And we'll hopefully get that up for you. But it probably won't have a lot of comments and so forth because, you know, it'll be exactly like when the show is airing.
Right.
So it won't be until the week after Thanksgiving that we get a more full-blown 12/13 podcast. Does that
exactly.
make sense?
Exactly. We are not going to leave you dissatisfied. We're going to give you a little vacation from us. We'll do some short stuff. We'll hit on it because we can't leave it undiscussed.
Right.
With it being such a huge episode. So we'll do some short discussion, and then you can share your Thanksgiving with us, and then we'll get back to you.
There you go. Yeah. I think that explains it well. And I hear the music coming up, so I think that means our time is up.
Yep, here comes the guys to kick us out.
Yep. The men in black, I think they gave up on us a long time ago.
I hope so. If not, I could be in trouble. I wonder if they'll clean my kids' room when we get done here.
Yeah, maybe. All right, guys. Well, have a great weekend. Enjoy And So It Goes, the final episode of Down Gilead Lane coming up this weekend. And enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And God bless to you all. I should say probably good night and God bless, right?
You're good. You're really good.
All right. Well, until next time, guys, every day needs a little cold medicine.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Please tell me that the actual recording will be a lot shorter than the prep.
Indeed. That's the plan.
All right. And this is coloring connection number 44 as I adjust my microphone. In 3, 2, 1.
I'm just trying to think of different ways to do it every time.
Yes. Right at the end, we get so creative.
All right. Yes.
What are we going to talk about? Chuck Norris?